Next patient is Barbara MacReady, M-A-C-R-E-A-D-Y, Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, Barbara MacReady, M-A-C-R-E-A-D-Y. Their birth is 12/26/58. Their visit is 6/20/25. Please make a copy for Christian Atkins. Christian Atkins, A-T-K-I-N-S, P-A-C. Next paragraph. Dear Christian, thank you for sending Barbara MacReady for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. History present tell us. This is a 66-year-old lady with a history of COPD. And lung nodules. Has had a recent chest CT done on 4/3/25. The CT chest showed a right level of irregular nodule measuring 7 by 6 millimeter. And there was also evidence of emphysema and mild scarring with hyperinflation. Multiple hepatic cysts were noted. The patient was then sent for a PET CT by the oncologist, and the PET CT showed the 7 millimeter opacity in the right mid lung. To be less prominent, measuring less than 2 millimeters, previously measured 7 by 6 millimeters. And there is no FDG uptake in this nodule. No other hypermetabolic foci were seen in the lungs or mediastinum. There was moderate emphysema noted. The patient states she has been a smoker for more than 30 years. She has shortness of breath with exertion. She has cough, some wheezing, and she brings up clear mucus. There's a past history for a CVA. Next paragraph. Other past history includes history of gastric stapling more than 30 years ago, after which she lost more than 100 pounds. She has a history of foot surgery and had patella repair. Next paragraph. Allergies, none listed. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient smoked one pack per day for 40 years and then quit. No alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother died of COVID. I'm sorry, mother is alive and well. Father died of COVID at age 86. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has had some weight loss, no fatigue, no double vision or cataracts. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency hematuria, no hay fever. She has shortness of breath and coughing spells. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, no rectal bleed or diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pain or palpitations. She has some leg swelling. She has no anxiety, no depression. She has easy bruising. She has no joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash. Next paragraph. Medications, Coumadin, 5 milligrams to alternate with 2.5 milligrams every other day. Pepcid, 40 milligrams daily. Rosuvastatin, 10 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female. Alert no acute distress, no pallor, ictus, clubbing, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 128/80, pulse 82, respirations 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 120. HGNT norms, like pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal mucus edematous, throat was injected. Neck septal, no grease, no thyroid enlargement, to lymphadenopathy. Chest, distant breath sounds, scattered wheezes in the upper chest, no crackles. Heart, the heart sounds regular, S1 and S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, scaphoid without masses, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflex is 1 plus. No gross motor deficits, cranial is grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, fresh. Number 1, COPD and emphysema. Number 2 is bilateral lung nodules, etiology undetermined, probable scarring. And number 3 is history of CVA. Number 4, gastroesophageal reflux. And next paragraph, plant patient was advised to use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs TIDPRN, a complete pulmonary function study to be ordered, and a CT chest without contrast to evaluate the lung nodules. Follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Barbara McCready. McCready, Barbara McCready. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.